everybody. Welcome to the Beard Gang Podcast. I am your host, Justin, a.k.a. Viz. We are back with episode 3. We are pumped about this one. We got some good stuff down the line. In the studio with me, I've got Kev,
a.k.a. Quip, the beloved bearded. What's good?
And I am so thrilled to announce that on the Skype line from Indiana, we have Sean Rogers.
What's happening? Sean the Animal, brutally bearded.
Yes. So he's calling us Skyped in from Indiana, where it is probably currently snowing right now. Is that correct?
Is this a fact?
That is correct. Okay.
So
there's a little bit of snow out there.
I know that now that you're an Indianian, I know that you don't remember how us Atlanteans freak out about snow.
Yeah, I know.
But
the
city
shuts down.
Oh, yeah. And I literally got the last snow toboggan left on the shelf at Walmart for $16.99. I put it on layaway.
The hat or the sled?
The sled. What is the sled? Ugh. What's the difference?
Oh.
There's a hat called a toboggan.
That is true.
It's similar to a beanie.
Yeah, it's similar, yeah.
This is something.
I don't know why they call toboggans like they're sleds. Why are we tiptoeing around it?
It's a three-man sled.
I don't think anybody went sledding without their hat, maybe.
That's true.
All I know is that's my only opportunity to have some sort of Winter Olympics here at the house.
Oh.
It's the only opportunity. But anywho. All right, well.
So you're ready to go sledding?
Oh, I am. Oh. I'm pumped. Oh, I'm pumped.
Please,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. So all you guys out there, if you're listening to this and you're from Atlanta or the South, we're going to get snow. Hopefully you're listening to this while you're snowed in. If you are, we did it. We did it.
Yes.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to have what's good. We are really excited about this episode. Y'all stick around right after this commercial break. If there's one thing I know every guy hates, it's a dry, itchy beard. What's up, everybody? It's Vision. I'm here to talk to you guys about Black Rhino Beard Oil. They sent us some. It is freaking awesome. It's so good. Basecamp is actually the formula that I use every single day. Go check them out, www.blackrhinobeardoil.com, and check out their oils. And if you guys purchase one through us, you use promo code BEARDGANG, and you're going to get 25% off your order. That's right, BEARDGANG, promo code 25% off. Do it today. It's free shipping in the U.S., so go check them out. Again, www.blackrhinobeardoil.com. Check them out today. Preach.
It's been a long time, and I'm glad to be back. I reach deep up in my, deep up in my, deep up in my soul. Like, deeper than I've ever been before. Oh, those who want to know.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're going to start our first segment called What's Good?
What's Good?
J-Web, what you got for me?
Done you, man. What you got? What's good? What's good in the hood, Queb?
What I got? Okay. Men, like pretty much like 70% of men over 35 experience hair loss, okay? This is pretty true. All right, this is a real thing, okay? So there's a vitamin.
It's real. Oh, it is real.
So real.
Everybody listen right now.
There's a vitamin called Hims, okay? This thing, it might as well be from the church. Hims, like a different kind of Hims. But this thing literally
sings to your hair till it grows. Hims, spiritual hims.
That's all I have to say. Jim, oh, Mike. No, seriously, though. This is something y'all need to check out. This thing, like, okay. My father has a glorious, glorious thick head of hair. My mother, not so much. Okay? So I've experienced the peaks and valleys of such hair loss or hair growth. So I know a thing or two. Okay? So something that can dissolve that or whatever, that is just amazing.
I mean, I'm right there with you. My widow's peaks have widow's peaks. So.
Yikes.
Everybody keeps calling it a receding hairline, but I'm like, dude, it's just a hairline in general. Like, let's not categorize
it. Settle down.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think with
with technology, I think we're heading to a world that you can be bald or you could not. It'll be your choice.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's pretty awesome. Like, that it's a little more like yes or no at this point.
So, are you saying that the world wasn't like that before?
No, I'm just saying.
I just think less people had a choice. You know what I mean? Like,
I think what he's saying is that, like, now it's like, well, I could try something worthwhile.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh? So, I mean,
not like they're condemned to like one or the other, pal.
But yeah. So no, I think it's good, man. I think that is a good thing to have.
Absolutely.
But yeah. So Podge, what you got? What's good with you?
What's good?
So like lately, me and my family have been playing a bunch of board games, like old school board games, like Trouble and Sorry. And you can just go get them at Goodwill for like $2, bro. Usually people don't donate like games with missing pieces there or whatever. So we've been picking up board games and then having a blast. And I like totally recommend that to anybody, roommates, brothers, sisters, families.
I didn't know that they sold that kind of stuff. I thought it was all just clothes and like really old lamps.
Yeah. You would think you have to dig a little further nowadays.
No, but no, you know what? I take that back. Because, like, I was just telling him, I used to go to Goodwill, and I would always search their record section. And I got a ton of good records from doing that. One of them, I was telling Kevin about it this week, one of them is, it's called The Story of America, and it's narrated by Ronald Reagan.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's just, you can't get
the
that
real
stuff
OG.
Anymore. Yeah, it's like, I mean, everybody's favorite, I think.
Reagan, 84, man.
Yeah, uh-oh.
But
even if you go to, like, Walmart, dude, you can find the new versions of these games for, like, $7-$10.
I found out, do you remember, okay, so now that we're on board game, okay, do you remember just playing Uno, regular Uno? Now you go there, and there's, like, 70 types of Uno. I couldn't even find just regular Uno cards. It's like Uno Slam, Uno Super Slam, Deuce. Uno Super 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 Slam with red cards. I'm
a
like,
little
dude,
little
I just
excessive. Slow down.
You know, I think they could have took one thing from their name and just had Uno Game. One.
I guess it's a franchise. Maybe we're in the wrong business. Beer gang, Uno.
Yeah. One
special
beer.
What?
Yeah.
No, but it's just been awesome playing games like with the family and stuff like that, and seeing the lessons learned, like about losing in competition and working together, and it's just like conversation starters, icebreakers.
Yeah,
it just ties people together, gives you something to do.
Just the good at it's awesome. So simple, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like brace.
So I suggest
together.
That before the end of next week, you guys play it. A board game with the family.
You know what's good
what
about
got?
That?
Yeah.
What's good about that is, good old Saint Nick. Bought Hunter, the game of life.
Ooh!
If there's not a lesson to be learned in that game, then it shouldn't be called life. But it's like the updated version. So like they got cell phones and stuff. Like
pretty
you know,
advanced.
They like order groceries now. I don't even think they're minivans. I think they're like all Teslas. I haven't really opened it up, but it's definitely the updated version. And we got, I think, what did Dave get? Fortnite? Was it Fortnite Monopoly or maybe something like that?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to have to dive into it.
Santa doesn't really give me a rundown list of what he got, so Lord knows.
Who knows?
I know the guy.
You know.
Old St. Nick.
Really? Old St. Nick, yeah.
Yeah. We were roommates in college.
That's awesome.
Is the... Really? You guys were roommates?
I mean,
where were you guys going?
Over that.
I didn't know you went to NPU.
That's probably why he brings me board games for Christmas, I guess.
He got the hook up.
Yeah. I didn't know. Did you graduate from NPU?
No, I didn't graduate. What's good with you, Justin?
Well, what I've got is, okay, so I deal with this Monday through Friday, and I know that there's no way I can be the only one. All right, so you're working, and then your phone rings. Like, for me, I'm always on my phone, and I always have to answer calls, even if I don't know the numbers, because I have so many customers.
Yeah, I understand.
That, you know, even if I can't have all these people in my phone. But you go, you see the number, it looks familiar, because it's like a local area code, but you pick it up, and it's like, I only have 3 more months left on your factory warranty. You know what I mean? Or you pick it up, it's like, are you shopping insurance? Well, we've got a deal for you. You know what I mean? It's like,
dude,
you know, or it's a magazine company or it's a credit card company telling me that my home, you know, my business now
give it a rest.
An open line of credit. You know what I mean? So yeah. I saw this app. Actually, I saw it on a commercial on Hulu, I believe. I think it was on Hulu.
Yeah.
But anyways, I saw the commercial for this app and I was like, let me just download this and look into it. It's called RoboKiller. All right. So you download this app. It's like $2.99 a month subscription, but it's worth it because
about to check this out.
Yeah, check it out. So the app's free to download and they give you like a 30-day free trial so you can actually try it and see for yourself. But what it does is it has an ongoing data bank of actual spam calls. And so it's constantly uploading number after number after number. This is a spam call. This is a spam call. And it blocks those spam calls, which is fantastic, right? And some people may be like, well, I already have a spam blocker. Yeah, but the best part about this app is it actually picks the phone up and wastes these people time. So it has a robot in it that you can pick. They have like an array of things you can pick from. But basically the phone answers and they think it's a normal person and it wastes the person's time on the other side of the phone. You know, they did a study. Yeah, they did a study and they were like, so if they make a million calls in a week and they out of those million calls, maybe half of them would answer. And out of that, maybe a quarter of them would get a subscription. But the kickback was so good from those subscriptions that it was worth it. So basically they have a computer that's just like making call after call after call after call. And they bounce off of your number make it look like it. So that's why when you get those calls, if you have a 678 number, it shows up as 678 because they want you to believe it's somebody you would know.
Sounds like
dude.
It's like ridiculously hard. I don't know if that annoys you, but it's like, it's crazy.
Yo, something's been happening with my phone where it will like, someone will call me and they'd be like, yo, you just called me. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And they're like, and it's like always 470 numbers. And it's always like the same, like 3 or 4 people. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. So,
and I don't know what the deal is with that. It's like a glitch in the system.
But does
like,
does it show up? Does it show up on your end as like,
weirdest.
Like when, cause like, I know like you've got an iPhone. So sometimes when an iPhone shows up, it sometimes will say maybe spam.
Yeah.
It doesn't even say that.
Yeah, does it
say? No, it doesn't even say that, but I do get a lot of those too.
Yeah. At least like sometimes the iPhone will pick that up. But listen to this. So basically you can listen to them live. So this is a recording of like one of the ones. I'm just going to show you a preview of it just so you can hear what it does to the person on the other end. It's amazing. Hold on. Here it is.
Hello.
Yeah,
hi. This is Roger Costa. I'm speaking with Mr. Mark. Oh my God, I can't. What happened?
Oh, no.
What happened to your God? What happened to your God?
Oh my God, are you watching the television right now? Do you see what's happening?
Yeah, I think there's some terrorist attack going on, right?
But anyways,
an actual recording?
That's an actual recording. Right now it's live. So you can go and listen to people live if you want to. But that's actual recording of what the robot does. So that's what I'm saying. It's so advanced. It's not only is it entertaining, but it's crazy the way now we're able to – we have people out there that are building apps to actually fight back. Like, because there's nothing we can do now. People sell your number. Yeah, you put your number on anything. You use your number on Facebook to log in. You put your number on LinkedIn. Your number is vulnerable, and there's no way for us to fight back. But now there is with RoboKiller, and it's hilarious. I would pay $3 a month for sure to waste these people's time and then get to listen to it when I get home. You know what I mean? Like just
it's entertainment. And
I mean,
way to block calls.
Yeah,
for sure. That's good, bro.
Yeah, but that's what I brought. I thought it'd be cool. Y'all, I mean, they have it in the App Store. Go check it out. I know they have it in the Google App Store and in the Apple, you know, App Store. So check it out. But yeah, all right. So we're gonna move along to our next segment, which is Wake Up. After this commercial break, so we'll see y'all in a bit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is the second segment. It is Wake Up. So, everybody, wake up. Wake up. All right. Queb, what you got for us, man?
All right. Okay. I'm sure many of us have worked at a construction site or a restaurant gig once or twice, and you know about the low-key tamale hookups, all right? The tamale game is underrated. People, I promise you, dude, people are sleeping on the tamale trade, whether it's beef, pork, or frickin' chicken. It is dynamite.
I know that there's a whole... I think, yeah, there is a whole group of people that are definitely sleeping on tamales.
It's just...
just, I mean,
it's just like, oh, tamales, like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Because,
it's
and if the, and if you're out, yeah, if you're, and if you have not had a tamale in your lifetime, I don't know, I don't know
wake
what you
up,
are.
Please.
Look, let's put it this way. If you've eaten a tamale and we're like, eh, then you have definitely not eaten the tamales I've eaten. Because the tamales that I've eaten are gold.
And yeah,
so where did you get your
they melt in your mouth like butter.
So the roller tamales at racetrack do not count.
Yeah,
I will.
Come on.
I'm talking real deal.
Right, yeah, the best tamale I ever had wasn't even wrapped in corn. It was wrapped in banana leaves. And
yes,
it was so good.
Yes,
it was. I mean,
yes.
When I was eating the chicken, the bone was still in it. It was like I'm picking bones out. It was amazing.
All right. Okay.
I used to work in Gainesville, and every Thursday, dude buddies I worked with this guy, dang, Jose, I think was his name. I actually have a picture of me and Jose. We got to post it up.
Yeah, we will. We'll put it on Instagram. Send it to me, and we'll put it on our Insta.
For sure.
We'll put it on Insta.
And his wife, every Thursday, would bring, like, a literally, like, an old-school 1987 Astro van and pop the trunk, and it'd just be slam-packed with, like you know, old-school white Coleman coolers, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like six or seven up, slam packed with tamales, and she'd sell every single one of them for a dollar.
When I was working at Walmart, my buddy Ricky, who I worked overnight with, his sister made tamales, and they would like sell them at the construction sites. But she would stop there in the morning, so we were the first stop. She'd pull around the back of Walmart, we'd open up the back door,
mm-hmm.
we'd meet her back there, and they would be I mean, piping hot out of the pot. They were wrapped in banana leaves.
That's what I'm
amazing
talking about.
Yes,
dude, buddy,
and they
wife
gave me
would start at.
Did they have? Did she have that strawberry milk? It was like warm.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Okay, what is that called?
Like,
can somebody Google that
like
right
chalky.
Now? Google it. Yeah, it's like yeah, but it's amazing. It's like strawberry and cinnamon. I can't look it up. It's called like
what
black.
Is that?
I don't know. I'm gonna Google it. I'm Googling it now,
dude. That's like. Not only are people sleeping on tamales, but we literally got to figure out what this milk is. Called.
Talk about a delicacy.
Yo, I can't hold this microphone and Google tamale milk.
I'm Googling it right now. I don't think it's called tamale milk. You're not actually milking the tamale.
I'm literally...
Honestly, though, if you... Honestly, tamales are so good. If you could milk a tamale, the milk that would come from the tamale would be that delicious. I would... No, without a doubt, it would be that good. If tamale milk existed...
For sure.
It would be that good. So I get where you were going with that. There's a connection. I'm going to find out. I'm actually looking up tamale milk.
I'm pretty sure that... There's researchers trying to discover tamale milk. That's how good
right
these tamales
now,
are.
Probably like can't sleep, even though it's not that late, but they're up.
I'm dead ass serious, though. Those were the best tamales I've ever eaten in my life.
Hands down.
I'm thinking about going there on Thursday.
As a matter of fact.
I'm here for the tamales. It's like this old tire shop.
Just keep coming back.
I'm probably pronouncing this wrong.
What do you got?
But it's called strawberry... Atole? A-T-O-L-E. How would you say that? A-T-O-L-E.
Atoll.
Strawberry atoll. Atoll?
Atoll?
Anyways.
Did you type in tamale milk on Google?
No, I just typed in strawberry warm milk. Because that was the description I had. And it came up with... It came up with strawberry alto, and it looks just like it, atoll, strawberry atoll, and it says it's a traditional Mexican warm beverage served normally, and then dot, 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 so I got to pay $2 to read more? No, never mind. I'm going to go to another one. I'm not paying to read more. Page 7. Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I know. Cold, okay, during the summer months.
I know it's it.
I drink hot coffee every day, honestly, whatever. Okay, so, yeah, it's called A-T-O-L-E-S.
Atoll. Let's Atoll. Atoll?
Atoll.
Oh, I just found the recipe for it, bro.
Atoll. You're such a tool.
I think it's not a tool. I do, too.
It's technically a dessert soup.
A dessert soup? Well, it was good with tamales, is all I'm
something
saying.
Something you follow, it tamales.
So, like, normally the tamales we got were pretty hot, and it was just nice to have. It kind of cooled
something,
it down.
Something to wash it.
So, what I think everybody is sleeping on, all
talk
right?
Talk to us.
Yeah. Which, I'm going to go down a food path Uh-oh. As well. Okay. I think, and I'm going to put the name, and I'm going to put a link to their website, which I'm sure they have one. I know they got a Facebook page. There is a German joint, or a Greek joint, excuse me, a Greek joint right down the street from one of the neighborhoods we work in.
Is there?
And when I tell you, that was the best gyro I've ever had. And for those of you who are like from the deep south, a gyro. I'm talking about a gyro.
You're
so good. And everything, it's a mom and pop place. Literally, it is just mom and pop. And everything, there's mom and there's pop. But everything's made there. They make the only sauce there.
They don't send out any W-2s.
No W-2s because they don't have to. And when they do their taxes, it says Ma and Pa.
Yeah, they have a joint account.
One for Ma and one for Pa.
Obviously.
Together. But Kevin was able to do it. When you come down here, we'll have to go to it. When you come down, we're definitely going to have to go to it. But,
I love Greek food. I am.
What was the?
I don't know if you know that.
What was the? Was it baklava? It wasn't baklava, but it was like baklava. What was that we had? Do you remember what it was called? It had like spinach and like feta cheese in it. You remember?
Yes, I do.
On like a crusty.
Don't
baklava. Yeah.
Recall the name. No.
I don't know. It was good. It was so good.
I'm addicted to Greek olives.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Greek olives.
I like
since I was
the
like
bits in
a little kid. It's weird.
Something
about
I ate
it.
I ate at this Greek place in Macon, Georgia. It's funny that you said the Deep South because it was delicious. Yeah. But later on, it made me very sick.
Was it worth it? Didn't turn out
would
great.
You
no, I spent like $25.
It was.
And I was like, yeah, that was worth it. And then.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I think people are sleeping on?
What do you think?
Have you ever heard of like a sous-vide?
Oh my, yeah, dude, so I did a food expo, and I saw that for the first time, and it was like an in-home one. Yeah, is that, you talking about like the little, like, it's kind of like a jacuzzi for your meat?
Dude, these things, yeah, it is awesome. That's
I know
how you
that
cook
sounded
steak.
Terrible, but it's not like a jacuzzi for your meat.
But that is the best way to describe it. It's
it's like your meat just gets to relax and just cook.
Mm-hmm.
And what's cool about it
and
is.
And then you just like get an iron skillet and then sear the both sides real quick.
Yeah. Dude. It was literally the tenderest steak. I mean, you could cut it with a spoon. Yeah. I mean, the guy was literally showing
my
you.
My stomach's still full of steak that was cooked with a sous-vide.
Today?
Right now.
Right.
Today,
Dude, we're going to the farm. Like we're recording a cast
it's
from the farm.
It's.
Yeah, we got to record a cast from the farm. Yeah. No, that's awesome. You know what else I think some people are sleeping on?
Tell us.
Okay. How about this? Has anybody heard of Whirly Ball?
Oh, dude, you are correct.
Yes. Right? Okay, right?
Yes, dude. I don't know how I didn't know this thing existed.
I ran into
it. Like, when I found this place.
Stumbled into it in Roswell.
Yeah.
Tripped into, fell right into a, I mean, literally, I was tripping out of a door, and then all of a sudden there was a window, and I saw a bunch of people.
Boom.
And I was like, what is this? I have to be part of this. How do I do this professionally?
Yeah. Whirly ball is like the first time you discover, like, you can melt cheese on food.
Yeah. Or the first
it's
time
like,
you found out that even as an adult, you can still do something fun.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I remember somebody, my buddy Mark, had his birthday around the same time as me. He's like, yo, we're getting together. We're going to go all do whirly ball. And I was like, what the is whirly ball?
I'm not going to lie. If you called me and told me that, I was like, I will not do that with you. You are a sick man.
At the time, I'm like 27 years old. I'm like,
yeah.
Whirly ball. And I'm thinking like pinball or something, which pinball is pretty awesome. But at the same time, like, 27th birthday. But then we go and, dude, it was a blast. It's like water polo with golf carts.
Yeah, yeah, mixed with...
Or go-kart.
Mixed with, like...
Like bumper like,
but,
carts.
But you're doing it in a basketball gym.
Yeah, it's like... Dude, it's like dope. Basketball, water
so
polo,
all right, so,
in bumper cars.
All right, so can we make a commitment right now on the radio show right now?
We should.
That we are going to Beard Gang Whirly Ball Night. At some
Whirly
point.
Ball
I'm not
weekend.
Put a date to it.
It
I'm
seems
not,
like the W.
I'm pretty sure they're open like 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm not going to put like a date to it, but we, as a crew, we have to do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Well, we kind of talked about this earlier before we recorded the podcast, and he's not new or anything like that. He's been around for a while, but
people may be sleeping on him.
Because I definitely was.
Yeah, but what I do know is that I've been kind of praising this artist, and my boys weren't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? They weren't like,
dude,
I'm not
woke at
enough.
This point.
NBA young boy, man.
I got introduced to him. Like, literally, I mean, I could 2 weeks ago at best. And it's because I was looking through songs of, like, what was, like, top, like, what was
trending.
On the charts. Because, yeah. Like, Apple, I do Apple Music, and, like, Apple has this thing where it's, like new songs of the week. Because I'm very, that's why I like Apple Music, because it makes me reach out into some music I might not have listened to. So it puts together a playlist, like, what's new this week, all genres. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
So I found it through that, and it was that Slime Belief song, and it was just the flow, the chorus, the way it was put together. It was just good. And so then I started digging deep, and I said he kind of had like a Kevin Gates swag. And then what's funny is I dig deep.
Well, yeah, they're both from
yeah,
Louisiana.
They're both from
New
Orleans.
Yeah.
And so it was started piecing yeah, started
they got
piecing
that
together.
Flow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so then I found a mixtape where Kevin Gates was on like four songs. In like that whole,
yeah.
So I'm only halfway through
that's
that right now,
yep.
And so far it's like, I mean, it's fire. I mean, it's good.
For sure.
It is like it's good for him to be 19 years old,
yeah.
Have that swagger and have that understanding where you can clearly hear what he says and still has swagger. That's the thing. You can hear what he's saying.
Yeah,
you can hear his words. It's not mumble rap, and that's the problem. I think if somebody's sleeping on him, it's because they might have heard a chorus and they're just assuming. Because I would be one of those people. As soon as I hear like auto-tune or whatever, or I think I do, I'm like, I get lost. And that might have been why I was sleeping.
Go listen to Slam Belief.
But go listen to it. Really listen to the words. And I'm talking, go in there and read the lyrics. The guy is a lyricist. It's just a fact. He can write. So they just got, but you gotta look at it. You gotta go and look at the lyrics.
Yep.
That's me and Kevin have a thing where, like, when we find a song, we start breaking it down. We want to know exactly what they're saying. And, like, what website do you use for that? What was it?
It's called Rap Genius.
Yeah, Rap Genius.
If you really care, like, if you really, like, listen to lyrics like we do, we break down artists and shit. Like, we actually want to know more than just how it sounds. Rap Genius is the way to go.
Rap Genius is the way to go. But yeah, and that's why, like, yeah, I mean, I know I was sleeping on them for sure. That's for sure. But
yeah,
I mean, what about you, man? What you got this week for music?
So, me personally, I don't know if y'all ever checked out the movie Cadillac Records, but, you know, there was Muddy Waters, Little Walter. There was a different kind of sound. It was soulful and it was deep. And there's an artist from England, actually, a British artist named, he goes by Rag and Bone Man. And he's got the most soulful delivery that I've ever heard. Well, I mean, in a long time at least. And I dig that. You know, I've always wanted to, like, sing and have, like, a soulful vibe.
And when I heard him.
How do you say his name?
Rag and Bone Man. Rag and Bone Man. Or Rags and Bone Man or something like that. But, I mean.
No, it's Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah,
Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah.
But,
check him out.
But it's imagine it being, like, if like a good R&B artist voice met the feel of like Bone Crusher.
Yeah.
Like it's like everything's like
he's
from
got
a deep
a lot of
deep
power
soul
behind
place.
His
there's
voice,
like, yeah, there's
yeah.
like there's you can hear the man you can hear he is a big guy. You can hear it and feel it. And everything
you know
he sings comes from
honestly,
such a deep place.
He's a well-bearded man.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Too.
And you can hear it in his voice.
Like,
it comes through the beard.
As much as sleeping as we've done, if we've got to present an artist this man is well bearded, so you know, gotta show love for that.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you right now, if he was not bearded, it would he would drop a whole octave at least,
absolutely
one octave. But yeah, he's I mean, he's amazing. He's amazing. But so that brings me like to thinking about the artist that I was kind of trying to bring to the table this week.
What you got?
So some of y'all might not know out there, but I served in the Army. I served at Fort Stewart. I'm not a combat vet, but I am a veteran. I was lucky enough to not have to go overseas. I did my 4 years and 22 weeks stateside. But I met this this guy. He was my team leader, and his name was he was Sergeant Mitchell. And like I remember about halfway through my time there, you know, he's talking about music and how he shot this video under the name Johnny Cage. And so I looked it up, and he spit bars. It was cool. The video, I think, is still on YouTube. I might try to get the link. I'm going to reach out to him and see if he's got it. I haven't seen it yet. But I was like, he was like, good. I mean, I thought he was good. So he got out, you know, I think he was medically retired or whatever, but he got out, you know, he did a long time. Dude started growing his beard out. I mean, and this man's beard's glorious, which is another reason why I'm okay to promote him. But he's on to right now his third album, and right now he's gone on tour twice with Jelly Roll and opened for Jelly Roll, and that whole group did a lot of stuff with Bubba Sparks, like and opened for Bubba Sparks. Okay. He's on a roll. Okay. So if you don't know who this man is, please look him up. He is a lyricist as well, and as a person who writes that kind of music and loves hip hop music, go look Moses Mitchell. This dude's got bars. Moses Mitchell. Look him up on YouTube and SoundCloud. He's also on iTunes, but most of his stuff you can find on SoundCloud and YouTube. But Moses Mitchell. Dude, he is fire. Shout out to him. You know, he's got 4 combat tours. You know, and now this is, you know, now he's out and this is like, his thing. And just he's freaking good. He is good. Show him some love. You gotta hear him. If you get a chance, hear him. I'm gonna put a link in the in our description. Because if you're sleeping on him, y'all need to wake up. I mean, the guy's a lyricist. And I'm proud that I was able to serve alongside of him. That's who I think, you know, lyrically, and music wise, entertainment that I think people are sleeping on. That's some good stuff, man. I mean, what's crazy is like every time, you know, people don't know, but every time we do this podcast, like we try to talk to each other to like go over kind of what we're going to do and what we're going to talk about. And every time we all like learn something. So like something that I didn't know about, you know what I mean? And it's cool to see like, you know, that we're all bringing something to the table. And like, even though we've all known each other for upwards of 20 years, there's still stuff that, you know, we could be helping each other out with.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. So we're gonna roll into our next segment here right after this commercial break. We'll see you guys in a bit.
It all started way back when Larry saw you was been going on since then. It all started when we was kids. Now we grown up and we so much more than friends.
Remember back when? I can't believe it. We was just trapping out the neon, passing blunts, pick up Marino, flip on pistol, pull up the P-Wheel. All work, all game, catch plays all day. Money long as high school hallways. I still fuck with Rory Longways. Of course, these boys loyal. That day I gave you my gun at church.
I need you to take
back in jail, abusing drugs. Y'all didn't write me off, you just showed me love. Yeah. That's what's up, but I love you both. Liz got kids, so I treat him like my own. Yes. Up with his, then I'm coming to your home. PM me, this another episode.
It all started way back when. Love me so you what's been going on since then. It all started when we was kids. Now we grown up and we so much more than friends. It all started way back when. Let me show you what's been going.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Beard Gang Podcast. This next segment is my favorite segment. It is Beard the Unbearded.
Let's do it.
So, Queb, what you got this week for Beard the Unbearded? This is my favorite segment. So all right.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Let's get it. All right, so we always beard these people, like humans, that are unbearded. But I wanted to go a little outside of the box this time. and go to a sitcom. I guess it was a sitcom. Yeah, that we all grew up on. Well, I mean, the real ones. Saved by the Bell.
Dude, that was more than a
Belding.
Sitcom. Yeah,
excuse me. That was a little deeper. Yeah, Mr. Belding. Do you honestly like? Let's think about it. Do you think that Zach and Mr. Belding would have beefed as much if he had a beard? He just would have been able to trust him more. I feel like. Like there would have been a little more camaraderie.
I don't know about that, but I do know Mr. Belding would have been a lot easier tolerated to look at.
Exactly. With a beard. Well, okay, it would help the show, and I think maybe that's why they did that. You know, they were like, you know what? No, if you gave him a beard, he would be too cool.
People will like him.
That's a way to get me to hate your character. How can we get everybody to hate him? We'll remove his beard.
Naked face.
But that's hilarious.
So that's how I feel. We should beard Mr. Belding.
We're happening.
Yeah,
so,
that's who I am bearding.
So all people who are fans of Saved by the Bell, stand by this week. You're gonna see it.
It's coming.
But Podge.
I love that show.
Oh no, I fucking love that show. No, you're right. You can say it. Tell us how you feel. I fucking love that show.
Doesn't fuck with
that,
it.
Dude, we still. Dude, what's funny is we still watch it.
On the bus.
We still watch it. Me and
Who
Kevin
the fudge doesn't fudge with it? Like, to be real with you?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you would, like, meet up in the morning after I watch Saved by the Bell and then go to school.
Is a factual story.
Yeah, I don't know if we made it to school, but, I mean, we met up. For sure.
Yeah, well, sometimes
school, I'm sure school was in the cards, but I don't know if we landed there is all I'm saying. But, yeah, no. I mean, I lived that show. What's funny is I'd wake up in the morning. Which is crazy because that's the intro to the show. But I wake up in the morning and my mom would make me breakfast.
A lot of gives off a
I would watch. Hold on, I'd watch one episode of Saved by the Bell. That was from 7 to 7:30, and then from 7:30 to 8, right, would be, or maybe it was 6 to 6:30. I don't know the times, but anyways, I'd also get to watch Chips, which is one of my favorite shows. Chips, do you remember Chips?
Yeah.
That
great show. Dun, 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 dun.
My favorite part is coming up.
I could go down this rabbit hole of fictional characters.
I was a huge Chips fan. I used to ride on my rocking horse and pretend it was a motorcycle. Wow. I'd be like Seven Mary.
You know who had a beard?
Who?
Mr. Phil.
Who? Mr. Phil.
What's his name? Mr. Phil.
Hold on.
Philip Williamson? I don't know if he's got a beard. I would hope at his age now. I know it was patchy when we were younger.
Oh, no.
From Fresh Prince.
Oh, Mr.
Oh!
Phil?
Oh!
Did he have a beard?
Uncle Phil? Are we talking about Uncle?
Get your phone and look up Uncle Phil. Phil. I don't remember if he had a beard. If it was a pencil beard. It was not of any proportion that was noticeable. He's Googling it right now. Why you talk about that or look that up? Though, sticking to sitcoms, I am going to beard this week. On the beach, looking at the coast, you're going to see bearded Mitch Buchanan. Yeah, Mitch Buchanan. I feel like there would have been a lot more lives he could have saved with that little orange can he ran with if that man was bearded, okay? I feel like he would have been much more approachable. The show would have been better. I think it would have ran longer. I mean, those are just, I'm just Probably. A facts. But, all right, did Uncle Phil have a beard?
Uncle Phil did have a beard.
He did have a beard?
He did.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yep, you're right. He did. All right, well, you heard it here, folks.
It was a little gray.
You heard
a beard.
We fact-checked it.
But, you know, hey.
We fact-checked it.
Uncle Phil
did have a beard. But
Uncle Phil was awesome. Rest in peace.
Okay, all right. But I can tell you right now, Will Smith didn't.
Well, he was, like, 18.
I know, but I bet
it wasn't like the swag back then.
Dude, I bet there would have been a less trouble in the neighborhood if he had a beard, is all I'm saying.
We have bearded a child before.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. Oh, update. Hold on. Yes, update. There's an update. All right, just to let you guys know, it
breaking
is official.
News.
This isn't breaking. It's from like 3 weeks ago.
Well, we're breaking.
But
it right
it's late. It's late breaking. I think is that the right term when they say news is
why
like
not?
Late breaking?
Belated?
It can't be early.
I think
breaking.
That basically means when the news, like, it's like, this may not be news, but we just found out about it.
Okay, so
we're breaking it.
So the polls are in, and Macaulay Culkin just finally decided on legally changing his name, and he is legally changing it. So the one that was winning was Macaulay. So it's Macaulay Culkin. So his first name now is legally, his first name is Macaulay, his middle name is Macaulay Culkin, and his last name is Culkin. Legally now, thanks to a solid Twitter following he has, his poll on Twitter, I believe that's where it was, but or it might have been his website. Who cares? America spoke, and we've spoken, and Macaulay Culkin is now legally his name, and it will be in the credits if he's in anything else. Which he did do something else. Awesome. I don't know if you guys got to see it. He did do something else.
And
he
honestly,
did a commercial
that's the best one to choose.
Oh yeah, the Google one.
That was the best name to choose.
Yeah, to me, because
you only have to change or add a middle name.
Yeah, all you're doing is it's a mirror image of each other. But I think it's great, and it's and really when you say it enough, Macaulay Culkin, it rolls right off the tongue. The second Culkin. Just rolls right off the tongue.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, but you have to put the pauses now. Commas are everything. Macaulay Culkin. If you don't have the pauses and you're like Macaulay Culkin, you sound
a little too much.
Like you have a stutter and not like it's a man's name because now it is legally.
Not cool at all.
But anyways, yeah. So I don't know how we got to that. But because you said something about bearding children, but mine's Mitch Buchanan. I'm bearding Mitch Buchanan. So. Pistola, were you
that's
like
a good one.
Who you want to beard?
What are you thinking?
With modern technology, we're now able to beard any person on this planet.
Any
who do you want to beard? And go.
Man.
Or woman.
Yeah, who do I want to beard?
A little weird, but you know, man.
I don't know.
I mean, who do you think? Like even cartoons. What are you thinking? Talk to us. Superheroes.
I would like to see. I'd honestly like to see SpongeBob with a square beard.
You know SpongeBob? What's funny? We've actually bearded him on our Instagram, but we will do it again. Like, we're not opposed to, like, rebearding someone and, like putting him in the spotlight. Like, that's not
you know, we could try something we haven't done before, now that Pistola brings that up. Why don't we beard every day? We're going to beard somebody from SpongeBob SquarePants until there's no more characters.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a great idea.
SpongeBob SquarePants
Sandy Squirrel all week.
Everybody.
Mr.
Nobody's,
Krabby Patty?
Nobody's
goodness.
Safe.
Nobody.
Everyone's we are bearding. Yeah. Beard. So, all right. So, this week, you are going to see, who was yours?
Mr. Belding.
You're going to see Mr. Belding himself. Mr. Belding from one of the best TV shows ever, and it's basic any man's childhood.
Bearded
all right, Saved
glory.
By the Bell. Okay, now you're also gonna see the best of the early '90s Baywatch, Mitch Buchanan. All right, I want to get a good beat shot. I'm really gonna put some work into this one because.
Beautiful.
I mean, if it works out good, then we know it's gonna work good for Knight Rider, and just it's gonna be amazing. It's just gonna, a lot of things could come from this. This is gonna be great. And then Pistola, we're gonna beard every single person from the show.
We're basically going
Patrick,
to take
Squidward,
over.
Everybody, nobody's safe. The Krusty, anybody who's in the Krusty Krab,
cameos, anything.
If you are a fish and you are in a background shot of any show, you're getting bearded. If
it's
you were
happening, just believe it.
All right. Well, real quick, we're going to run to another commercial break, and then we are going to swing into our last – well, I guess it's not our last segment, but we're going to swing into a new segment here on the show, and it is called Step Your Gang Up. So if you guys could just stick around for one more commercial when we come back, we are going to go to Step Your Gang Up. Thanks for listening. We'll be back. Welcome back, everybody. This is our new segment, Step Your Gang Up. I'm very excited about this. So needless to say, Pistola, tell them a little bit about what we're trying to do here, man.
So we started like this thing where we're trying to like make little care packages, give out to homeless people. It doesn't necessarily have to be in Atlanta or in certain areas where we live, but kind of just something that we might start doing regularly. And what we got is I got people kind of getting together items like toothpaste, toothbrushes, bags.
Yeah.
I think K-Web's got a more thorough list.
Yeah, he's going to – yeah, we'll pull the list. I'm going to have him pull that list up so we can talk about that list. But
basically what we're trying to do is, like, make little care packages with items that kind of could help – that you would think homeless people might could use. You know
what
I'm saying?
Such as deodorant, mouthwash, mirrors.
Yeah, we got
– clean underwear.
Yeah, I mean, it's like basically what we're looking for. What we're looking for is like the essentials. So like when I think about it, I think about it as like, you know,
hygienic.
You know, items that I would need if I was going to the field, right? Like baby wipes, right? A towel so that you can wipe your face with a bar of soap. You know what I mean? A toothbrush cover, a bag to put that in.
Bars of soap.
Yeah, right now it's, you know, and again, if anybody listening, we miss anything, like, you know, put it in the show notes, reach out to our Instagram page, reach out to our Facebook, you know, find us. But I mean, we got stuff, you know, feminine products, dry shampoo, you know, gloves for your hands to keep warm, right? We're about to get really, really cold. Like we were saying, it's about to snow in Atlanta right now. It's steady snowing in
Indiana.
We don't
know what the groundhog's thinking.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Chapstick, you know, items that you would use on a daily basis. And then, you know, we're also going to have a card in there too. You know, I know we're going to put like local, places, you know, there's like item. You know, if there's like a soup kitchen, if, you know, where those places would be, you know, things like, you know, if they got to, you know,
just to help get through today.
Like an information packet.
Yeah, like an information packet. Like something that's like, it's not just here's something for free. It's like, here's some hope.
State funded facilities, shelters kind of thing, location, safe places.
Yeah, and you know, and the idea of it is we want to give these people something that can help them. You know, help them with where there's job fairs and job openings and who's hiring and all those things to try to guide people and coax them into the right direction.
Beyond just today.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think the whole thing encompasses, like, what we're trying to do is, like, look, we're going to spend some time gathering, like, items we think people could use. And then we're going to go in, like, we're going to give them out, but it's going to be that moment where you kind of like, yo, I want to help you. Point you in the right direction. I don't care anything about what's been going on, what happened, as much as like just being like a bright influence in that moment to push them in a different direction, maybe.
Yeah.
It's not about where they came from. It's about like, yo, we're trying to create a moment where it's like that might could put a switch.
Yeah, and
make
like
a difference.
And like part of the idea is, which again, if you're listening and you got ideas, we are open. I mean, we're just trying to do a good thing. So like any criticism or any correction or anything that you think you will help us, please give it to us. You know, but the idea is to kind of like, you know, pick a few spots and be there. You know, whether we do it monthly or we do it every other month, I want them
to
know that
to
when they see us coming, when they see Beard Gang coming, or they see our logo, or they listen,
we're here to help.
That we're here to help. You know what I mean? And we want to make it where we're going to the same spot and seeing the same people, you know, more than once, so that we can try to help them. Like, why are we seeing you every month? You know, you got a bag from us last week with
what
some information.
Can
we help you? You know, you got to think about these. You know, a lot of these people are out there, and it's dog eat dog. I mean, especially this time of year, it's getting cold. You know, warm places are hard to find. Coats are hard to find. Jackets are hard to find. Gloves, and it's freezing out there. These people got nothing. If I can give them, you know, a can of Vienna sausages and a dishcloth and, you know, and a bottle of water, and it make their night, then I feel like we've done something good. I mean, and if we can if we can help one person, you know, go in the right direction and
that's
help
the
them
goal.
Be successful
and
help them grow, because it's about the growth, and we can help one person grow. If it takes me a million bags to help one person, then let's get these million bags together.
Let's go.
Need your help. Help us do this. Help us help people. You know, we're not asking for
asking
for money.
You know?
We don't want money.
We want these items.
That's the other thing too. We just want to make sure everybody knows who's listening. We don't want money. This is something where we want you guys just to give us these items.
We just want a hand.
You know, we're putting our money into it, which I'm glad and it's awesome and I want to help. But I would rather you guys be like, you know what? Here's 50 toothbrushes, take them. Or here's 6 old jackets I found in my closet.
What
or here's
you, got?
You know 3 pairs of shoes that are in really good shape.
Yeah.
Here's some warm gloves and some blankets and towels I found. Like, we'll take it. Like, give us the stuff, because we're just gonna pass that on to people.
Kind of have things.
And honestly, too, it's gonna help our mission move quicker, because now we don't have to go out and get these things. You're gonna be giving them to us, and we're gonna start keeping inventory. You know, our goal is to kind of be able to make these packs, you know, as often as we can, as often as you guys give us stuff, as often as we can get stuff, as often as we can get people to help us. You know, we're just out here trying to help people. So I think it's an awesome cause. We're going to post this list. We're going to put it on
Instagram.
Yeah,
Facebook,
we'll put it. Yeah, we'll figure out how we can get a picture of it and put it on Instagram. We'll also put an actual list on our Facebook. But this is something we want to keep you guys updated on. So our goal is to kind of go live about it once a week and keep you guys updated, along with every episode giving you guys an update. I'm excited about the Step Your Gang Up. I feel like I think we can make a movement happen here. I think we can help a lot of people.
Let's help us.
You know, I think we can change somebody's life and help somebody grow, because that's really what we want to do. You know, volunteer with us, help us, you know, give us
maybe
ideas.
You can do.
Yeah.
Help us.
And I'm excited about it. We don't have like a time frame. We're kind of just seeing how many bags we can get together.
Let's fill these bags
yeah,
first.
We can get 25 bags full, good and ready. I think we're going to go ahead and launch and do our first kind of like pre-deployment. We plan on hitting Atlanta up, and we plan on hitting Indiana up. We'll keep you guys updated and let you know which one we do first.
Yeah.
You know, if we got jackets and it gets warmer here, by the time we get them, we may go to Indiana first and help them through the last bit of winter up there, and then switch to Atlanta. But even if you've got summer stuff, I mean, we'll take it. Like, we'll take it.
We did it all.
We'll take it. You got towels. You got face washcloths, things like that. There are some things we want new. You know, obviously under britches. We don't want those used. You know what I mean? We don't want.
Yeah, new socks.
Yeah, new socks. We want new.
I mean.
Certain things.
And then give it some thought. I know you can go to like army surplus stores or go to like camping stores and get the ones with silver in them. It helps with, you know, foot bacteria. And if you think, you know, it helps with like not people not getting trench foot and stuff. So when you're buying stuff like that, just keep
those
things
in
mind.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Keep those things in mind. Shoes, we can take shoes. We would love a new. We would love them new because they're like $10 a piece at Walmart. We'd love them new. But if they're in good shape and they're a used set of Nikes, you know, let's do it. You know what I mean?
Help us out.
If they're in good shape, with obviously clearly take a used set of shoes. But
I got like a food bank ready to help us out when we're ready to deploy. We're going to give out a bunch of food too.
Yeah, yeah. And be thinking about that too. If you're out there and you're like, I own a restaurant, I can, you know, cook a bunch of biscuits that morning of, reach out to us. And then once we get dates,
that'll,
you know, you
awesome.
Can cover us on food. I'm trying to get people to cover us on because things, you know, non-perishables, granola bars, wrapped granola bars, you know, Vienna sausages, beanie weenies, things like that, things that they can keep it, that we can put in these backpacks.
Protein bars.
All that
things
stuff.
That, yeah, if you don't want to, yeah, protein bars are probably better. It's going to last them a little bit longer. It's going to give them the nutrition they need. Mm. You know, we're here just trying to give them, it's not a forever thing. This isn't a crutch. This is just a, let me get
we're
you over
to
this
put somebody
hump.
On the right track.
Yeah.
Towards the right direction.
Exactly.
Go.
There could be one person out there that just needs that break, and we could be giving them that break.
Yep.
We could be giving them that one break where they're like, I'm just hungry. I need to get over this. Let me just, we could be giving one person that
like
break.
Like you said, we touch one person. We've made a difference. So let's continue to keep reaching and try to touch a million people.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be awesome. So it's going to be cool. But we're going to cut to our last commercial here, and then we're gonna come back with our closeout, you know, as per the usual. So after this break, man, we'll be back.
PME.
You terrified at how hard we like to ride. 4K on the profile, it's time to get it verified. People always asking how to get a piece of the pie. I cannot lie, my status keeps you satisfied. Bullshit coming fast, that's why I'm leaning out the ride. People like to mumble rap, I killed that beat until it died. They gave rap a shot, well at least they gave a college try. Catching plays by myself while shopping at the Best Buy. Talking PME, I'll turn you to a quiet guy. PME, volume 3, watch that shit solidify. G-O-D, on my knees, while I'm staring at the sky. PME, the enemies, you nothing but a house fly. Strung out on my Facebook, geeked up off my Instagram. Following my posts, that's how I serve that work to them.
Welcome back, everybody. This has been an awesome show. You know, this is kind of the last little spot where we kind of want to bring up some things that we are doing as a company, as Beard Gang. We're doing this awesome thing this month where we talked about in the last episode. We're going to sponsor a beard. So without any further ado, if you follow us on Facebook, you probably already know, but our beard of the month is Alexander Marvegas is our beard of the month. So Xander, as we know him, we've known him for a while, but he is a huge follower, a huge supporter of what we're trying to do out here. Owns an awesome company. If you haven't been out there, go check it out. Please Lake do. Lanier Flyboards. We will put a link in the bio to that. Go check them out. We'll be out there all summer long. We will probably record a podcast from Lake Lanier Islands on the boat. We are going to do this. We are going to do a live recording on the boat. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, go check him out. But this month we are sponsoring his beard. We have given him a package that has some companies. One of them is we got the Beard Club that sent us some growth stuff. We also have Rhino Beard. Awesome. You saw that we sponsored that, or they sent us some product. That product went straight to him for the sponsorship, which leads me kind of the next thing I just to talk to everybody about is if you own a beard oil company and you, you know, we do ads. We like to do features.
Mess with us.
Yeah, mess with us because we're doing the sponsor of the beard every month. We've already got the next person in line that we're going to sponsor. So we would love to use your product. Growth. I've got a company that's a few companies that sent us some product that you're going to hear about this week. And some products you heard in these commercials are products that we are giving to our listeners to help them grow, to help them grow. Help so that's, us. You know, that's what it's about.
Help
so,
us help those grow.
Yeah. So we're pretty pumped about that. But yeah. Yeah. So right that's on. So that's going to be our week.
I'm excited about Alex Marvegas.
Yeah. I'm excited for him.
Growing the beard out. I think I've seen him with a beard before.
What's funny is though, it's like a pencil beard, like we all had.
I think we quoted him saying this is as long as his beard's been. So yeah. Let's make it continue. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So we gave him a 60-day supply of growth formulas. We gave him a 30-day supply of oils and balms. He's going to post a picture from day one, and then we're going to post a picture at 30 days, and we're going to show you what's possible by listening to the Beard Gang podcast. We can help you grow your beard, and we want to. We want to spread the growth. We want to spread the love. We want to help these companies out. We want to get their products in people's hands and help these customers, our listeners. And it's a win-win for everybody.
If we promote growth, it's awesome. If you grow a beard, hell yeah.
But. All right, man. I appreciate y'all listening to episode 3. Catch us on episode 4. It'll be coming out real soon. We're going to get better at doing these weekly. I know they're far and few in between. We're learning our processes now and how we can make this work. So, yeah, we're trying to grow the podcast too. We're going to get more to you. We're going to get it to you faster. We're going to have a schedule. We're going to get better at it. We're going to grow with it. You continue to grow with us. I am thankful for every listen we get, which just to let you guys know, we have reached 100 listens. On both episode 1 and 2. Right now we are averaging around 46 an episode.
Help us grow.
So help us grow. Share it with your friends. We are thankful. We cannot do this without you guys. Don't forget to check us out at The Beard Gang Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. You can check us out on any RSS reader, Spotify, Google Play, Pocket Cast. Go check out Pocket Cast. I told you guys about that in the last episode. And if you guys listen to these episodes, you're going to catch those too. Check out Pocket Cast. It's awesome. But yeah, check us out on your local RSS reader. I appreciate every single one of you. We're happy to have you guys. Thanks for listening. Once again, this is The Beard Gang Podcast signing off. I am Justin Marino. I appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you so much.
I've been a rapper since a teen, what you call that then? I've been destined for greatness, I can call that win. Pray to God all day, but you call that sin. It's just a little tonic water with a mix of gin.
Just a little.
Shitty growth camp, it must have been my linchpin. Do it all for the grind and it's not pig skin.
Yeah.
Up until I die and I'm not quitting.
Never.
Do it for my fam, cause that's a real win.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause that's a real win.
Yeah, yeah. It's extensive how I get to it. No one ain't not the one. No one.